Good.
Game.
Come on!
Good.
Game.
Come on!
Good.
Game.
Come on!
Good.
Game.
We're back again,
baby. Welcome to the Good Game Guys podcast, the podcast where we decide if Fortnite is a good game or not. The spoilers to the end of the podcast. It is. Despite what anybody else on this podcast tells you, it's good, and you should play it.
It's garbage.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, go mow your lawn.
I will mow my fucking lawn.
Go mow your lawn.
Is that an insult? Is that like a dad insult? A grandpa insult?
Yeah.
Hey, listen here, wait, Frank. Go mow your fucking lawn.
Go mow your fucking lawn. Well, before we jump into that discussion.
Yeah, I got
November 2nd.
Shake it off.
November 2nd, we've got some new Apex shit coming, and it's hitting the fan pretty fast. I'm pretty stoked about it.
Oh, they're closing down because they said, oh, man, we're never going to catch up to Fortnite. You just might as well throw in the towel.
The only way Fortnite I'm not getting into it right now, okay? It's the Apex show right now. Okay. So we got Escape coming out November 2nd. We're getting a new legend. Her name's Ash. She's pretty much replacing Wraith. Wraith is going to be no more.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. Because Ash has her ultimate. I'll tell you her passive. Her passive.
I know. I need to interject real quick. You mean they're actually taking Wraith out of the game? Or are you just?
No, she's still going to be in the game. Okay. She's going to still be in the game, but this character kind of makes her irrelevant almost. Her passive, Marked for Death. Ash's map shows the location of recent death boxes. She gets a special prompt on a death box. Use it to mark surviving attackers once per box. So she can show where, like, say you were in a third party or whatever, team gets wiped, the other team leaves, she marks the death box, it shows where the other enemies are that killed that team. Pretty dope. Her tactical's Arc Snare, so she throws a spinning snare that damages and tethers the enemy that get too close. So if any enemy gets in the way, it kind of harpoons them to the ground, and they're just stuck there for a little bit. And then her ultimate's called Phase Breach. Tear open a one-way portal to a targeted location. This portal stays open for a short time during which anyone can use it. Pretty much her replacing Wraith.
Why would they make her ultimate the same fucking thing?
Because it's fucking sick. So hers isn't just like, you know how Wraith runs around and you have to like maneuver over stuff? Ash's is just straight, like she slices it open, she goes through it, she opens it up on the other side. So you can use it horizontal, vertical, you can do it straight up in the air if you want. You can pretty much do it anywhere. It's going to be fucking sick. She's going to be used for rotations. It's going to be nuts. We're getting a new map. It's called Stormpoint. On this map, there are... It throws in a PvE type of thing. There's prowlers around. There's venomous spiders. And there's also flyers that you can fight. They also...
Sounds
if you kill
familiar.
Them,
to your... Sounds like something other game does.
This is going to be a fun episode.
I fucking hate Fortnite so
I
much.
I can't wait.
On this map, also, they got rid of balloons. They're using launch points, which is like a launch cannon that you can only take one straight shot towards an area, so you can't change direction midair. We're getting a new weapon as well called the Car SMG, which can use light or heavy ammo. If you pick up a heavy mag, that's like a purple heavy mag, it also counts as a light heavy mag as well. That's pretty much all I want to talk about. I don't really care about rings. Watson's getting a huge buff this game.
You know, it's funny because for most of the patch notes for Apex before, I understand them. It's been enough time now where I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Like, I get what they're talking about. Most of it, I just don't care. You know, they're adding a new hop-up called Dual Shell. Each round loaded into the Mastiff at 30-30 is doubled. You know, they just do weapon reducing and
so it's like a double trap, double tap trigger, except better.
Right, exactly.
Just take a hop up they already have and just make it better than it was.
Right. I'm just more excited about the new legend, new map, new weapon. That's all I really care about. Those are the three things about it. I'm stoked to play it. Don't really care about arenas anymore.
How do you feel about Rick Sanchez?
Okay, so I like Rick and Morty.
He was in last season. You could get him at Battle Pass level 100. We're going to segue
right into the garbage Fortnite. The only thing that's saving Fortnite and keeping Fortnite afloat right now are the skins. That's it.
As somebody who doesn't play it, tell me what's keeping it alive. What's the skin? What newest skins are there?
You've got Kratos, you've got Naruto, you've got Master Chief.
Naruto's not in the game.
He's coming to the game, right?
It's a rumor. It's not in the game, so you're full of shit, for one.
He was rumored to be in the game. Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. You got the new kid, the Timothy Chalamet and fucking Zendaya skins are in the fucking...
Oh, the Dune skins?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fucking... Those are whack.
Yeah.
How about we... Let's flip this a little bit. What is one original thing that Fortnite has done? Whether in the gaming sphere or the character sphere?
Well, it was one of the first BRs to battle royales to take off, and it was the first one to popularize the format.
It's not.
Nope.
It's not. It wasn't... When Fortnite was created, it was not a BR.
You were correct.
And then it was transitioned to a BR after PUBG took off. So... It's not even original in that regard. So what has Fortnite done that is an original thought that is in some way significantly impacted the gaming community that is not a stolen or borrowed idea from another genre or character?
I mean, you're not wrong. The real reason why it's big is because streamers started playing it. You know, Ninja he took off with that. It got so much hype through that.
True.
I mean, when Ninja started playing with Drake, that's really when... Everything got huge. He played with Drake, Travis Scott, and Juju.
The thing about Fortnite, and I'm going to be grandpa now, is when I look back over my landmark gaming career, and I'm going to use career in air quotes because it's a hobby, right? But the things that impact me the most are significant changes in the gaming sphere, right? It's the first time I played Final Fantasy, which was Final Fantasy VIII. Never played one of those games before. That hit me hard. Halo. The best first-person shooter I ever played. And I played Doom beforehand. Fortnite, to me, did not do anything significant. However, what they did do was market predominantly to the youth by bringing in both unique culture influences and creating culture influences, mostly dances, to the point where they have influenced people who are now entering the gaming industry by... taking some of the best things that other people have done in marketing them in a way that has impacted the youth. So to me, Fortnite is not a game that I would consider good by any regards, but I would say that it's a gateway drug to people who are not used to some of these awesome characters, visuals, gameplay designs. And the fact that it's grabbed so many people and introduced them to this stuff has made it popular.
It jump-started a lot of people's careers too. I mean, like, you look at streamers like Ninja, Nick Merckx, Courage, Tim the Tatman. I mean, Tim was playing Overwatch before he really got big, Halo even as well. Same with Ninja, and Nick Merckx was playing Call of Duty. Courage was casting a lot and playing Call of Duty, and then they found Fortnite and they kind of just, it tipped the scales up to for them competitively and all that, and now they, you know, they're on top of their empire, and none of them really play Fortnite anymore. I thank Fortnite for getting a lot of people into the gaming universe. You know, I feel like it did, like you were saying, I mean, it opened up a lot of people to get into it, not just by like the game itself, but, you know, the dances, stuff like that. I didn't like Fortnite for the main reason that I wasn't good at building, and that was a crucial part of the game. I could shoot all day long, no problem, great. But building and throwing that aspect into there, it was a wrench. I couldn't do it, and that's why I never gravitated towards it. Even playing it more recently, like a few months ago, Shane, I played with you and your kids, and that was fun. I had fun playing then, but at that point, it's not...
I'm going to now interject. I'm going to throw my red card.
Yes, throw it in.
So when you played Fortnite, you had fun.
I had fun playing Fortnite with you and your kids. Yes, I did have a blast, but...
I rest my fucking case. It's a fun game.
It wasn't competitive for me like Apex is.
You played the game and you had fun. I don't need to say anymore. Next topic. Bring in the dancing lobsters. Next topic. I'm gonna take a step back from what it's done to the gaming universe and say, for someone like me, I fucking hated on this game.
Yeah, you did.
For its entire lifespan.
It's true.
You can look at past episodes of this podcast and hear how much shit I have talked about Fortnite. How much I fucking hated it to its core for the longest time. Until, what changed? I fucking played it. And I said, oh wait, this is actually a pretty fun game. I don't give a shit about all the other stuff. Take away the store. Take away all the dances. Take away all the bullshit. Take away all the streamers. I don't fucking watch Twitch. I don't give a shit. Take away all that stuff. I jump into a match. I play it, first of all, with anybody, because it is the most adapted game as far as I can, well, not my phone anymore because they're at fucking war with Apple. But before that, I could have my whole household. I could open an iPad, my phone. I could get my Switch. I can get the Xbox, the PlayStation, my computer. And all of us in my house, no matter how many of us are sitting here at the same time, we can all jump in and play the game and have fun perfectly. Our account carries all of our shit over no matter where we are, and we can play. It just works. It just makes sense. It's just made to be accessible and fun. And when I get into the game, it's fucking fun to play. Like, I personally, as like a comparatively to other games, I like the third person versus first person aspect of it. I really enjoy that more. It's more fun for me. I played a shitload of Apex. Playing both, I like the third person better. I find it more fun. I am dog shit at building. I'm going to agree with you there. That was my big roadblock before. So I was like, I can't fucking do all the... I can't build a goddamn 5-story hotel in 2 seconds like these nerds. I can't play this game. But then, like, actually, when you play it, it doesn't really matter. Unless you're playing at, like, a competitive level, which I'm not, because I'm just playing it for fun. I don't fucking build shit. I build, like, a staircase every now and then if I need to get somewhere, but, like, barely build. When someone builds some big contraption, I just blow it the fuck up and kill them. But... like, I can jump into a game and I have fun. I say it's a little bit less competitive, and maybe that's just where I'm at, is that I don't want to play a game that's like more hardcore right now because I don't have the time to get to that skill level. But I jump in, I have a good time. Yeah, there is extra shit to buy, and the free game is free. It's just like with Apex. I'll buy some skins I like. I'll buy some shit. Fortnite has new shit added to it. Literally, like, every fucking day. Every day I go in, there's a new game mode. There's a whole new, like, entire, like, you know, customization stuff. You don't have to wait a month for the next patch to come out. That shit's getting updated every day. And it also, I don't play a whole lot anymore. So, I mean, to me, it probably seems more common than if you're playing it all day long. But I get in the game, I have fun. That's, to me, what makes it a good game to me.
We need to talk about expectations versus... what people want, right? So if I look at my 12-year-old self, right, and I look at my 32-year-old self, we're talking a 20-year difference in age here. There's differences. And Shane, this is what you're harping on right now, right? Your life is very different. You have a limited, finite amount of time. And the most valuable thing to you is to spend time with your family. And so you've managed to find a way to incorporate a game into that ecosystem, right? Where you go, okay, I can hop on, I can play with my family, I can play a game, I check all the boxes, bam, 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 everything that's important to me is done right then and there. So there's a difference in expectations. I don't have a family yet, right? But I can say that I've been playing video games for 30 of my 32 years. Starting from Mario Brothers 3 all the way to wherever I am today, where I just bought Guardians of the Galaxy, which is fantastic. And, oh, dude, it's so good. And there's a different expectation. There's a different value applied to different things. So I can understand that. For me, Fortnite doesn't bring anything to the table that's appealing. And to say that it's a family game, I agree, because my girlfriend's brother, that's the only thing he plays.
My man, shout out to him.
And he asks me every single time we talk. Every single time we talk, he goes, "Hey Cal, do you play Fortnite?" And every single time I answer, "No, I don't play Fortnite."
Tell him I do.
Because I have a 401k, and I have a good salary.
All right,
and I buy games
hard,
to me.
Hard fucking stop.
I play games to me.
Stop. No.
Yes. Go ahead.
This is where we got to disassociate the idea that Fortnite is just for stupid ass kids just for people who with no brains, for like juveniles who aren't real adults yet.
I didn't say that.
No, but you threw out, I'm an adult, I have a 401k.
Yes.
I fucking have a 401k too. I still like Fortnite. We are detracting that from your argument because you are putting it in a box where you are able to look at it in like a shittier light.
I don't think we can, because again, it's value applied, right? You will apply value to Fortnite.
That is your pre-context of what Fortnite is that it's a game for dumb kids because it's been popularized.
It's not a pre-context. It's what I apply value to. So
I just have to have an answer to what does your 401k have to do with if Fortnite is a fun game or not?
Because I place value in AAA games that I think will immerse me in an experience. Storytelling, combat, gameplay, visuals. Those are what appeal to me.
And I get that, and I agree. But your value of games that are narrative focused and that are single player essence, does that not give you a bias to already not like a game like Fortnite? And does that not really kind of got to set that aside to be neutral as far as like, it's not for you, but I'm just trying to argue the fact that, like, again, I'm coming from a position where I fucking hated this game. I know where you're at of thinking it's a piece of shit game. And like, it's just like a whatever, like put it aside. It's that dumb game that all the people play. Cause that's where I was. I get all that. But it's a very, very polished, very, like, well-running, there's no issues, very fun game. And I do agree. It does not break the mold. It does not innovate, really. It mostly takes ideas and perfects them. That's one thing Epic's good at, is they steal a lot of ideas. Like, the new imposter mode is literally just Among Us, but they added it to their game, and it's polished. That's what they do. But everything in there is very well polished and very well designed because they have a fuck ton of money, obviously.
You know who else makes a really polished game? Borderlands, right?
Mwah.
All the Borderlands games are extremely polished. I don't like them for the most part.
I also don't. I mean, we'll handshake there. I've never finished a Borderlands game except the first one.
Yeah, I like the humor. I don't see here, and this is the difference. I don't like cel shading. I don't like cartooniness. It doesn't really do much for me unless it's in an environment which cartooniness is necessary. Pokemon, Digimon.
But this is, again, this is where my point comes in as far as like, where do we say like, I don't like that game because like you said, I don't like cel shading. Well, that doesn't apply to everybody. Does that make it a bad game because it's cel shaded? I also am not a huge fan of cel shading, but I don't think that attributes to whether Borderlands is a good game or not. I think it's just, for me, and this is a different topic for Borderlands, but it's too repetitious. After you play it for like 5 hours, I've seen it all. That's how I feel. I feel like I've already seen the whole game and I don't want to keep playing. At least a game like Fortnite for me with the BR, when you're playing every time it's kind of fresh because it's multiplayer, there's always different people. It's repetitive. It is. Like all BRs are repetitive, but there's always that little bit of like casino-esque, like what's in the next chest? What am I going to find over here? Which area am I landing today? That's the appeal for that kind of a game for me now, is that it's kind of, it does mix it up just enough that it's almost, it's kind of like an addictive quality to it, to want to play one more game, like a Civilization kind of thing, one more turn.
Oh, 100%.
It's bias, no matter which way you look at it, right? And Devon, feel free to weigh in here. I mean, it's bias, right? So for you, that's enough to keep you interested. For me, it's not enough to keep me interested. Because no matter what I open the chest, once I open it 25 times, there's nothing new. I'm just rolling dice to figure out if it's one of the top five things that I want it to be. And frankly, I am biased in the sense that I feel like I've been immersed in the gaming community enough in the past 30 years that Fortnite has nothing to introduce to me that I consider new. And for me, learning, experiencing new things, that's where the fun is. I like sequels, right? I like the new God of War game. I've played every God of War, and the new one was just as good as the first one. And Ragnarok, when it comes out, I'm going to be just as pumped to play that as any other God of War game. But the reason why is because even though I'm playing a game I've played before, it's introducing new concepts to me. Fortnite has nothing new to put in my face to make me excited, other than a gameplay style that I've played five times over between PUBG, Call of Duty, Warzone, Apex. I've played Battle Royale. That's not exciting to me anymore. All of the characters in Fortnite are either stencils from other games, or if they're original, they're not interesting. And so for me, where I'm at, I'm not willing to spend the little bit of time that I have between work and my adult life on Fortnite. I would much rather spend my time on, honestly, I'm still playing through Mass Effect, to be honest. And I've already beaten Mass Effect, all of them. And I'll play them again because to me, the quantity and the quality of game far surpasses something like a stenciled Battle Royale game. I would rather play through Mass Effect again. I'm assuming I'm about 70% through Guardians at this point. I'll probably play it a second time. I'm assuming that I'm probably most of the way through my first season of F1 2021. I'll play another season of that. I'll play Madden. Because to me, there's more value in playing games like that than there is in playing a effective clone of multiple games that I've already played that I've worn out.
Well, I got a full stop there again. If you're putting Madden as an example, which is the biggest example of a clone game year after year after year after year that is the same thing with a roster update, what gives that more value?
Same thing as FIFA. You got to be a sports fan.
Okay, so then we're accepting that there is a bias here. You have to like the thing. It doesn't attribute to whether the game itself is good. It attributes to whether you personally like it.
It's true.
I think that I've admitted that there's a bias.
Yeah, if you like sports games, you're going to like FIFA and Madden and buy them every year. If you don't, you're going to say those are dumb for dumb jocks and those are the only people who play those games.
And Formula One. Yes, I agree. And anything sports related, I'm 100% on board. NBA, all the same thing. And you're literally just playing for...
I'm looking for a wider acceptance that even if it's not for me, I can look that like it's not a shitty game. It's not like a 3-star game.
Here's the thing. Before Fortnite, I would say Minecraft, right, was the game that was in this position where people were playing it when it first came out. And then after a while,
which is also a good game.
It's a fantastic game.
Thank you. So is Fortnite. I agree. You're right. Fortnite is also a fantastic game that you just...
No, I don't agree with Fortnite. Fan of. I agree with Minecraft.
You cannot like a good game. It's okay. Every now and then a good game comes along. You just go, it's not for me. That's fine.
Let me weigh in here for a second. The thing that I will say about Fortnite and Apex that I enjoy, and mainly because it's something that you have to look for and it's something that has to be sought after, is the lore of the game, right? Both these games have a lot of lore. There's a lot of story behind why some of these characters are in the game.
You can check out episode 25 called A Fortnite Story for the full breakdown from yours truly about Fortnite's lore.
Correct. So there's a reason why there's all these skins and why all these people pop up and all that stuff. It's the same thing with Apex. There's a reason why they have these games, why these characters are in it. Playing this game, I've played Apex for probably close to 800 hours now since it's launched, since it's been released, since 2019. My biggest thing about the game and what I like about it is I like the adrenaline rush. I like playing that game. It's 25 minutes of something that I can do, you know, I can play with friends. I get in quick, in and out. I was a very big Call of Duty person way back when. I'm not even picking up this year's Call of Duty because I'm just not interested. Call of Duty's lost its luster on me, which finally it took forever, but Call of Duty is no longer the game for me. But I think that's the lore is what adds to something to me for really Apex, mainly just knowing the characters, knowing their backstory, knowing all that stuff. And then when I play the game, I'm like, all right, well, you know, they all, when you have certain characters together, they'll all talk with each other and voice their own opinions about certain things that each character is doing, or, you know, they have conversations, which is great. And that's why I like it.
You know, Devon, you're reinforcing kind of the point I made at the beginning of this episode, and that is every individual places value separately based on their personal life experience, where they are, and what's most important to them, right? And really what we're seeing here is three different things. So Devon just explained how lore puts a huge amount of value into a game. And I agree with him. For me, Laura's a huge thing. And Shane, you agree too, so shut up, because Mass Effect is your favorite game of all time.
I do agree, and I'd be happy to explain to you why Fortnite's lore is cool. I had an episode about it.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear about Fortnite's lore, because Fortnite's lore...
Why do you think Kratos is in Fortnite? You use that as an example. Why is it there?
Because somebody spent a couple $1 million to buy an IP to make it more interesting to the people they're trying to sell to. That's why.
You are true. Yes, it is a crossover and it's appealing. But in the lore, do you know why Kratos enters the island and does the battle royale business?
What do you think is more important? Do you think that the creators of Fortnite went, hold on a second, let's make a really intrinsically cool story, and then let's approach the IP owner for Kratos to bring him into our cool story that we've created? Or do you think they went, oh man, what's another cool character that we can bring in? And then they went, let's think of a way that we can somehow shoehorn this into the Fortnite experience. And that's fine. I understand that, but I don't want to buy into that.
It's a crossover to make money. They're looking to sell skins, but it's, I wouldn't say it's shoehorned, because it has been since the beginning of it.
How is it not shoehorned? This is like saying...
Because the whole concept of what they're doing with that has a foundation.
It doesn't.
It does.
In what way is whatever is Kratos being in Fortnite canonical, or what is it? Canonical? Is it canon to whatever Kratos' story is? It's not.
Not the Kratos' story, but it is canonical to the Fortnite lore.
Which you have to buy into. Like, I'm not, when I go into Ragnarok.
You have to buy into any lore, any story. You have to suspend disbelief.
I don't want to go into Ragnarok and have the first cutscene of the game be like, on Kratos' return from Fortnite. Like, I don't give a fuck about that.
You don't have to.
And I don't, which is great.
Because the God of War games are separate.
But they can't, this is the thing, right? With the amount of characters imported into Fortnite, right? And we're talking purely IP transitions here. In order to take already popular people, the reason why Kratos is in Fortnite, right? And it's a very easy understanding as to why Kratos is in there, is because children
shouldn't play God of War, so probably don't know who he is.
Shouldn't play God of War. And I bet you're a great example of this, because there is a age difference between what God of War games, what age difference should be playing God of War games is, right? So
yeah, I don't let my kids play God of War, but my neighbor's kid plays it.
Right. But my 7-year-old son that I don't have, but if I did, would not be playing God of War, because it's blood, guts, gore, and it's not quite that age. So I'm going to go play that in my room by myself. And if the kid comes in every so often, I'll be like, oh, no. This isn't a game for you. I'll come out and talk to you. Give me a second. Give dad a second. I'll come out. We'll go have a Rice Krispies treat or something, right?
That's not how you talk to them. You'd say, boy, get out of my room.
Right. Boy. So, but here's the thing, right? And now the kid, 3 weeks later, sees, oh, wait a minute. That character that my dad was playing that I'm not allowed to play because whatever reason, I'm too young. I'm not allowed to play that game. Is now in Fortnite. Dad, can I have $20 to buy that skin? Because I want to play the game that you play.
The crazy part is it probably does cost almost $20.
Right. I want to play the game that you're playing, but in a game that you'll allow me to play, right? I get it. I understand what...
But isn't that kind of cool at some level? Like...
When I'm 7, I'm not 7. I haven't been 7 for a long time. That's the difference, right?
Yeah, but I'm 29 and I think it's cool. I'm just saying, like, I'm not 7.
There's differences, right? Don't get me wrong. Next to my bed is a whole box of comic books, right? So in a way, I'm 7, okay?
So yeah, so why do we gotta gatekeep and hate certain stuff?
I don't think we're gatekeeping. I think we're quantifying. I think we're quantifying the value given for the money spent.
And I think the value from what you get from whatever you spend is whatever it means to you. If you spend $20 and you have a fucking great time, then it was worth it. No matter what it was.
A 7-year-old child who spends their parents' $20 is very different than the person who worked for the $20. And for you, if that $20 is value spent for Fortnite, then I am 100% on board with you. But for me, I'm not willing to work for Fortnite. I'm willing to work for Mass Effect. I'm willing to work for God of War. I'm willing to work for Elden Ring when it comes out. Those are the games that I'm willing to put in blood, sweat, and tears in my job in order to purchase. Fortnite is not that.
Well, there it is. We'll have to just agree that you just don't appreciate Fortnite. That's fine.
I don't appreciate Fortnite. I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it. I don't think it gives value for money.
TLDR. Because you can just go back and listen to the episode. I'll give you a great rundown because I broke down the whole thing. Is that the island of Fortnite is at the center of, it's basically like a gateway. And obviously, this is a tool used to access all these other IPs to make money. I get that. But also, it's kind of cool that it is.
When has Kratos ever built a house? Is he Jesus? Is he a carpenter? He doesn't know how to build a fucking wall.
I mean, you played the fucking game. The first thing you do is knock down a whole bunch of big fucking logs. I don't even remember what for.
Yeah, Kratos doesn't build, he destroys. So why are we building 5-story mansions as Kratos? Like, look, I think we
Kratos in the game because he's a hunter hired by Jonesy, all right?
Who's Jonesy?
I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Jonesy's never been.
Jonesy is a character in Fortnite.
He's never been in a God of War game.
Fortnite, listen, the island of Fortnite.
Where did Jonesy get Kratos' number? Where did Kratos get a phone? There's a lot of questions.
It connects all the universes, including breaking the fourth wall to the real universe. Okay? So real people can transfer over, but also every other universe that exists, including all these different ones. Like, that's why Star Wars is there.
Oh, Star Wars is there? Oh.
Yes, the Mandalorian is one of the hunters.
I hate it even more now.
Yeah, see, I don't know. You just want to hate it, and it's fine. That's why I get it. I was there.
Not that I want to hate it.
Before my awakening, before my Fortnite awakening, and I let love into my life, and I let happiness in, I bathed in it, and I said, that's good.
You're drinking Kool-Aid. You're drinking Kool-Aid. This is what you're doing.
And I fucking love Kool-Aid.
That's fine, man. I think it sucks because I think we've come to the end of this, and I don't think anybody's gonna see it.
We have come to the end. We haven't met at a middle ground, and maybe there fucking isn't one.
I don't know there is a middle ground here because it's so preposterous to me. And again, I'll bring it back to the Minecraft thing.
But you would say Minecraft's a good game.
Minecraft's a good game because it's original. No one did anything like that before.
Building shit. Okay, I'm sorry. Did Legos not exist before Minecraft?
Name a Lego game where you build something.
I can't lame a Lego game where I build shit.
Right. There's a racing game.
Actually, there's a lot of Lego games where you can build shit.
You don't build anything. Is there a Lego game where you're racing? There's the right Lego Island. I'm pretty sure I was a racer that I got in a Kellogg's box when I was like 8. And then every other Lego game has been breaking shit to get bits.
But Minecraft is just taking the real life aspect of building with Legos and putting it into a video game. Is that really innovative?
It's not Legos. Like, it, the only thing that Minecraft did was, hey, instead of let's making this PUBG or Warzone or anything like that, let's make you build ramps. And I'll give them that. That's pretty original to be able to just go, let's knock down, I don't know, material A and turn it into a ramp, wall, floor, ceiling. That's the only thing that Fortnite, I believe, has done that's original.
Fortnite, so it has the building aspect, which obviously came from the original single player, which I have experience with because I was in the beta before it even came out. I was excited for Fortnite when it was a single player game about fighting zombies and building forts. It was very cool. And I hated what it became because I liked the original idea that basically got fucking destroyed because it didn't do well. And they embraced what did do well and what made them a lot of money, and I don't blame them for that. But every single season, every week, every whatever, there are so many updates, which obviously they can do because it continues to fuel them and make money. But also for me, it continues to promote engagement because there are tons of different quests to do. I have a massive amount of things I can unlock for no additional cost through the one-time cost of the Battle Pass, which is like $7, and it lasts 3 months. Value-wise, if I play this free-to-play game and I spend $7 every 3 months and I have content that is continually pumping out week by week new shit that costs me no extra, and then 3 months later I pay another $7, a year later I've paid the full retail cost of a game and I've had fun for the entire year. To me, that's value. Right. And there's a store full of extra shit you can buy. Of course there is. And they're going to want you to buy it because it's a business at the end of the day. They want you to buy all their extra shit. But I mean, everybody wants you to buy their shit. You can't quantify the value and like how good something is by if they want you to spend money, because everything's a business. God of War wants you to spend $60 to play its, you know, the game. It's an experience. To me, Fortnite could be $60, you know, a year from now. I gotta look. Do I want to pay $60 for a game like that, or do I want to play this game that I can spend $7 for the battle pass and the game itself is free? Like the cost of all this extra stuff that we're saying, like, yeah, they pump out all these packs for all these money, but that's because the game itself, if you just want to jump in and play it, it's fucking $0. Of course they're going to put all this other stuff out there. And these AAA games come out and they cost $60. That's why there's a different, they got to be in like different boxes almost.
90 in the new gen. I get it. I get it. But again, it's value.
Is that what a PS5 game costs? 90?
This one did.
Did you buy a special edition of it though?
It's collector's edition, yeah. But
okay, yeah, yeah. So I think it's still 60, right? Or 70?
70 bucks for next gen is expected.
What I will say, the value of a game for $60 or $70, comparatively to people who say like, oh, go to see a movie and it's $12, whatever, you get hours of experience for that money. It's well worth it. I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying, to me, I think, and it's not probably messing that for everybody, but I think Fortnite is a good game that has value. That's probably not for everybody, to be fair. It's cartoony. It's got a lot of shit in it that is clearly a cash grab, but it's a fun game at its core. You jump in, you have fun.
Why? So, okay. So we're hitting something here that I think is important, right? So the argument you've been making this entire time is that everybody should enjoy Fortnite. And I disagree with that. I think, and it's the same, it's the same statement I made at the beginning. It's value for money. And my frankly, argument, Fortnite does not have the value sentence, for money that I expect.
Is that it's a game and it's fun. I don't think everybody should enjoy it, but the game costs $0. That's what I'm saying. Where's the value? The game costs no fucking money.
But I'm not going to have any fun playing it.
Then it's a wash. You didn't spend anything to play it. If you played it for 20 minutes and were like, I don't really like this, you didn't spend anything.
I don't feel like that's a wash. I don't feel like it's a wash. I've spent no money, but I've spent time.
If you buy a new AAA game for $60 and you play it, you're like, oh my God, this game is actually dog shit and I really regret my purchase. You just lost $60. If you play Fortnite for 20 minutes, you're like, ah, this game fucking blows. You spent no money.
When was the last time you played a AAA game that you... And again, I think that if we're on this podcast, that we are intrinsically knowledgeable of the gaming industry, right?
I think, to be fair and... be non-biased, I am probably the more out of the loop of all three of us at this point.
Which is fine, because that's life, right? Because you're coming up on 30 and life gets in the way. And I'm telling you, life's gotten in the way with me as well. But before I'm going to spend my hard-earned money on a game, I'm going to do the research. So I feel like the last couple of games that I've bought, and I'll list them for you, right? Guardians was the last one I bought. Again, I've already showed it on screen. I'll show it again. And I bought the collector's edition, because I loved both of the movies. And you know what? This has held up to every expectation that I had concerning a game. Previous to that, the last game, and they've all been PS5 because I recently have gotten a PS5, which is a fan-fucking-tastic console. And I'm extremely happy that I was lucky enough to get one. I bought the PS5 version of Ghost of Tsushima. Oh, and you know what?
Great game.
Thank you. Welcome back, Devon. Thank you. Because I've done all the research. Devon, I'm just going to fill you in quickly. We're talking about people who are considered gamers, right? Which I'm assuming you're one of them.
Yep.
Intrinsically will do the research before they'll spend their money that they've earned on a game.
Now I do, yes. Before I usually didn't. Now I do.
I think that all depends. That's a tough thing to nail down.
Right.
That depends on your expendable income. If you have a lot of money, you're not going to do research. You're just going to fucking fuck it and just buy it.
That's not true. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I make a very comfortable living, and I still spend a bunch of my time researching what I'm going to invest in, because Twitch is a thing. We all Twitch.
I don't.
Okay, fair enough. Devon is streaming all the time. I stream sometimes as well. So if there's a game that you might not be too sold on, you can watch someone else play it and go, I don't know if it's worth my money. I don't know if I'll have an experience with that, right?
And sometimes it depends, because if it's a third-party game like like, let's say Battlefield. Like, I'm picking up Battlefield because I love Battlefield. I think they do a great job, other than Call of Duty, who kind of churns out the same type of thing. Battlefield kind of innovates and changes things, stuff like that. Certain games that are, you know, if they're exclusive, like PlayStation exclusives, I will not do research. I will buy that game because it is a PlayStation exclusive. I like the PlayStation exclusives. I think Sony and all their studios do a great job making their games. So those ones I really don't. If it's something that's like off the cuff, like Deathloop wasn't an exclusive, and I decided, you know what, it's a timed exclusive, and I was like, I'm gonna pick it up because I want to play it and I love it.
You also talked shit about it beforehand.
I did. I talked a lot of shit about it. I said Deathloop looks like a garbage game. I don't want to play it. And this was like when they were going through trailers, even probably a week leading up to it. And then I saw someone stream it and I was like, dude, this game looks like fun.
I'm gonna cut you off real quick, Devon.
Go ahead.
Shane, Deathloop, I mean, it's BioShock. Like, that is your game through and through.
I have not played Deathloop, but I'm not discrediting it as a good game. I love pretty much every game that Arkane Studios has ever made. Like, we've done an episode where we talked about Arkane Studios a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of just about everything they've made, and they make games that do innovate. They do make games that don't appeal to everybody, and that, like fucking Dishonored does not appeal to everybody.
Nope, I didn't like it.
It's kind of iffy. Like, there you go. You don't like it.
I didn't like it.
To me, I didn't like it. But whether you like it or not, like, I didn't finish Dishonored. I did like it. But it had quirks, but also it had quirks because they tried some shit. They tried stuff. They tried something that hadn't been done before, like, to an extent, you know. It was kind of like Thief, you know. It was kind of stealthy, like stealth games are not like original. They've been done a million fucking times. But Dishonored was unique. It does have a placeholder. You talk about Dishonored, and you can't really one-to-one compare it to another game. Except Dishonored 2, maybe. I don't know. I didn't play that. I didn't, because I didn't like Dishonored 1 enough to play Dishonored 2. And I'm being honest, but I do like the company, and I think that there's value to what they make, for sure.
Can we come to an understanding here? And I know we wanted to have this whole episode be pretty much a competition on Fortnite, and I want to disengage from that for a second, because I really want to put forward the idea, and I think that this is a good place to do it, that gaming is extremely subjective, and there's a ton of games out there that personally I have no taste for, and it has nothing to do with a quantifiable reason. It's a personal bias or taste. And I feel like, Shane, you've been really on the bandwagon for Fortnite, and I can appreciate that you have found something that you can enjoy with your family for a very low cost that gives a large amount of enjoyment. Devon, I mean, you started off the conversation talking about Apex, which is another battle royale game, just a little bit different with a few different quirks. And I'm over here talking about, I mean, I've mentioned it a few times, I like RPG games, I like action games, and I like AAA games. But at the end of the day, it comes down to gamers are very diverse, and we're not going to agree on everything. But at the end of the day, we can come to an understanding that there are different flavors for different folks. There are different benchmark games. And if we were all to sit down and go, what would be our benchmark games? If we were to sit here and go, and we've done it before, right? We've gone, what are the best games of the 2000s? I listened to that episode you guys did, and frankly, I agreed with almost everything you guys said. You talked about Halo. Actually, I think, who was the guest on that episode?
That was Chris from the Geek Peek podcast.
Because Halo 2 came up. Two different times you guys mentioned Halo 2, and I couldn't agree more with that. But that's the thing, like, at the end of the day, if we all sat down and we created a list, they're pretty close for what are the top tier, most influential, you know,
yeah,
benchmark, landmark games.
You can't just say fucking Fortnite's a fun game, it's just not for you.
I think I said that. Did I not say that? I think I said that. If you're having fun with it, all the power to you. I'm going to be over here playing other games. Because for me, my time is better spent elsewhere.
I want to say, touching on what you said about RPGs, there's an RPG that I haven't played that is coming to, it's going to be free next month, and it is Kingdoms of Amalur.
I haven't played any of that. I make it a rule not to play any RPGs made by MLB pitchers. It's just a weird rule of mine.
It's Kurt Schilling's game. I'm stoked. I'm getting it for free. I'm getting it for free. And I mean, he ran the whole company into the ground, but
I'm not getting it for free. I don't have my play. You know, I literally don't even have PlayStation Plus anymore.
Oh, fun.
I don't care. I have full hard transitioned over to Xbox.
Oh,
I can't believe the weird 360 that you've taken in literally such a short time, dude. It's so crazy. But I mean, but here's where it gets into the time thing. I mean, you and I have done this podcast for a while now, and we talked about games a lot, and your time for playing games has dwindled down a lot. You know, you have a family, you know, you're getting in the most time that you can get with the games that you can play, and Fortnite is one of those games for you, and that's why the game's so great for you. It appeases to you and what you can do. You can hop into multiple matches with your kids and play and all that, opposed to sitting down for 3 hours to play Mass Effect.
I mean, if I'm gonna be honest, I barely play with these fucking kids.
You play by yourself?
I play with Sarah. I play with my wife. If I play with anybody, I usually don't play it alone. I will say that. So if I had to always play it by myself, I probably wouldn't play it. It is definitely an appeal that I play it with other people, but I do barely play it with my kids at this point.
But it's cool that you play with your wife.
But also because I'm barely home when they're awake and playing games.
And I mean, you play with your wife, which is great because, I mean, other than what, Pokemon and Animal Crossing, I didn't really think that she played a lot of video games.
Yeah.
So,
Devon.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question real quick, sure. Buddy. Is there a game or multiple games, because I know there are for me, that are less fun when you're not playing with other people?
I would say that applies to virtually every multiplayer.
I would say any of the battle
people you know, like not random matchmaking people online, but people that you know, right?
Yeah, of course, 100%. Like Call of Duty, I don't think Call of Duty's fun to play by yourself. I don't think Battlefield's fun to play by yourself, because you need teamwork, right? You need teamwork. I don't want to talk to random people.
Yeah, but this is going to divulge into a multiplayer versus single player.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because multiplayer, here's the thing, and Shane, you've known this for a long time. I am not a competitive multiplayer fan.
I notice.
I don't like it because I don't have the willpower or the personal fortitude to constantly be putting myself up against other individuals and then losing because I suck at video games. I don't know if you know this, but I'm really bad at them. So personally, I go to single player where I can beat up on computers because I'm a human. So most of the time I have the advantage. But here's the thing. If you're playing a multiplayer game and the value you're expressing, Shane, is you get to play with your wife against other people. So it doesn't matter that you're competing with other people because you're gaining value from the fact that you're playing with your family, whether it's your wife or your kids. And for me, and I'll name a couple games here, right? Call of Duty, I won't play alone. No way.
The only time I'll play Call of Duty alone, and I will check. The only time I'll play Call of Duty alone is when I'm drunk and I have a playlist on and I'm grooving to some tunes and I'm just playing at a non-hardcore mode and I don't give a fuck if I die and I'm just going. Then it's actually pretty fun. Otherwise, no.
You're distracting yourself from...
Yeah, and I will relinquish the fact that there is an argument there to like, well, is it actually the game that's fun or is it just the thing I'm doing at that time?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
That it could be anything. It could be I'm watching a movie. It's not that the game itself is stellar. It's that it's just what I happen to be doing. And I agree.
You're pulling enjoyment from the other situation, right? The music, the drinking, the whatever you're doing.
Well, yeah. My threshold for is this game fun is like once I've been drinking.
But that's the thing.
I'll find anything fun.
That's the thing. It's and you know what? I can appreciate that because frankly, over the years, and again, Shane, how long have we been friends? We've been friends for
at least a couple of months.
You think so?
I lost track.
I'm thinking like 25 years.
What is it now? It's almost Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean,
At
least since Labor Day.
Yeah, I would imagine you're full of shit.
It's probably longer than that, but it's at least since then.
Right. How many games did I play specifically because it was fun to play with you, not because the game was fun? And there's a laundry list of games.
between 2 and 60.
Yeah,
it's ballpark.
It's honestly closer to 60.
Yeah. Well, and here, I mean, this is the weird thing as far as like we're going to relate back to Twitch goes, is that when we go back, this is where I don't watch Twitch. I don't find fucking watching other people play games fun. But if we go back a long time to when we were kids, you know, living on the same street playing games, you used to watch me primarily play the games. And I found it fun because I was playing the game and you liked watching just as much as you did like taking your turn to play. So I think that led to you being an adult that likes to watch people play games on Twitch, where I fucking could care less. I don't give a shit about watching other people play games. And I'm just being honest. I'll dive into Twitch every now and then, especially if it's people like Devon or somebody like that I know. I like that because I know the person. If it's like, I don't give a fuck what Ninja's doing or anybody else. These people, I don't know who these people are. People talk about. They're like Twitch celebrities. I don't fucking know any of them. And I am the outlier. I get it. A lot of people like Twitch. I don't. I find it boring as fuck to watch other people play games. I need to be engaged. And maybe that's because...
Shane, I can name it right now because you already mentioned it. Watching games, Metal Gear Solid 4. How long was that game? That was 40 hours?
That's a long fucking game. That's an episode's worth of a story right there.
It is. We stayed up for like 2 days playing that game. And you played 35 hours of the 40 hours of that game.
And it was a borrowed PS3.
And then we had, you remember Fable? Because I remember Fable because you played Fable and I ate all your Slim Jims. I remember this shit.
Hey, you see all the fucking Oreos in my house.
I ate all the Oreos too. But that's the value, right? So what you and I used to do when we were sub 10 years old, right? We would play games. We would watch each other play games. That was the enjoyment. You're enjoying that with your family now. Frankly, I don't have a family. I'm the only one in this household who games. And for me, in that situation, I need to be stimulated by the game itself. I can't be stimulated by the people I'm playing with. I can't be stimulated by the fact that it's a multiplayer environment.
I extend my digital hand to shake on the fact that we have different circumstances that lead to different, you know, appreciations of different experiences.
So I'll plug this again. Hey, if you haven't checked out Guardians of the Galaxy,
damn, check it out. Is that the collector's edition?
It's a collector's edition. And I'll tell you what.
And I'll say, hey, if you've related to anything that I've said in this episode, you probably fucking like Fortnite. I don't know if you tried it.
I played it one time.
I mean, it's not the best game in the world. Honestly, it's okay. It's okay overall, but honestly, it's pretty good fun. And it costs $0. Why the fuck try it? I don't know why.
How do you feel about Roblox? Have you played Roblox?
I've never played.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Roblox? I have. Yeah. Do you want to talk about Roblox right now?
Yeah, I'm curious. Have you played Roblox?
Roblox is just as much of more of a cash grab than Fortnite.
Here we go.
Because it is way less. Is way no.
Yvonne, take notes because he's about to scuttle himself here. Come on.
I know Roblox. Okay.
Uh huh.
Roblox is less of a game as it is a foundation with tools, because the majority of the experiences built within Roblox are made by third parties, are made by people at home, like custom made by people, like think like Hammer Editor for Halo.
I know. Yeah. It's Gary's mod for Fortnite edition.
And no, Gary's mod is sophisticated.
No, it's a tool suite.
Okay. How much do you want to like really like reduce this? Yes, they're both like tool suites. Okay, but that's like comparing, I know, that's comparing two totally different fucking things.
I don't feel like it is. I don't feel like it is. I feel like Roblox is Gary's mod turned into Fortnite and sometimes Pokemon.
All right, what's the next topic, Devon? What's on the list next?
I mean, I don't have anything else.
All right, well, I guess we don't have a choice, huh? Roblox it is.
I don't know if I want to have this conversation. I really don't know if I want to do this.
Roblox, to me, is a fucking predator's haven.
Oh, here we go.
All these kids are playing this game. It looks like a kid's game.
God.
And there's nothing stopping anybody from being involved
in it. It's Fortnite. Look at this guy turning on Fortnite.
I'm turning on Fortnite. Fortnite has some pretty sophisticated parental controls involved, where you can limit voice chat. There is no text chat.
Uh-huh.
You, like, my kids don't have the option to talk to or add friends with fucking anybody. Okay, in Roblox, they go in and there's some dude inviting them to like a Yahoo chat room. I know the difference between these two things.
Does that happen? I don't know enough.
It does. They actually did a huge news piece.
Roblox is like Second Life for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It's just they hang out and chat with each other.
They did a huge news piece on it. It's kind of crazy.
There are some kind of interesting games in Roblox. Like, I've played a couple of them, like, to try to figure out what the kids are playing. And, like, there's one where it's like a simulator where you, like, run a shop and you price your items and people come and buy them. But it's, like, so fucking basic.
But why? Are you over here trying to educate yourself on the youth's gaming because you have children? Or yes. Because you have a genuine interest in it?
Well, both. I think every single experience can only be like, you can only have an opinion on something that's worth anything if you've actually experienced it to have a real opinion on it. I feel like just looking at something and not knowing about it and saying you know what it is and you can judge it is bullshit.
I have a really strong opinion on COVID, although I've never had it. Okay. So I feel like that argument is pretty flat on me right now.
I think it really depends on certain things, though. Do you know everything about Roblox?
No. I would say that the most I know about Roblox is that my girlfriend's little brother has played it, and I have sat down at his computer, and I've played maybe 3 games of what looked to be a shooter.
I think we can both agree Roblox is absolutely designed for children.
Yeah.
And it is made for children.
I don't understand how Roblox doesn't become more of a copyright issue, because some of the things I've seen on Roblox is very obviously IP infringing material.
I'm sure there is a lot of shit. I'm sure they have plenty of lawyers who have put, you know, writing in there that everyone disagrees to and doesn't read, that says they have nothing to do with any content created by third parties, which is 99% of them.
Yeah.
There's nothing like this officially Roblox. Like you said, it's just it's a tool set.
Yeah.
This is as much as I know about Roblox right here is the death sound. That's it. Love that sound.
I think there is value to Roblox in how it's used. It's just like anything else. When you put a social element like multiplayer and you don't, it leads to the ability to be fucked up, right?
Yep.
So games like God of War, you don't have people coming in that influence the game. You play what was streamlined, designed. And I love that God of War is the go-to descriptor for a narrative single-player experience for this whole episode. But you play something that team designed and that is exactly as it is. When you play Roblox, you're joining a server that was designed by fucking Dave in Ohio that he made in like 10 minutes, and maybe it's fun and maybe it's not, and maybe he like drew a picture of a dick with blocks and you don't know until you get in there. It's a totally different thing.
I don't know, man. Like, the thing, I'm gonna use the same argument as user Fortnite, right? Roblox is just stealing from other people, and again, it's third party, so it's even harder because they're not regulating, they're just capitalizing on other people's ideas on their platform. I didn't mean to shift the conversation to Roblox. I just figured it was a good comparison
for it. I'm actually curious right now. Is Roblox, or the company that produces Roblox, are they publicly traded?
Yes, they are. Because I've invested in them. They are.
That's fucking wild.
That is a very smart investment.
It is a smart investment. They've made me a bunch of money.
That's insane. That's fucking crazy to me that it's not more regulated.
Yeah. No, it's yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I mean, Epic Games must be publicly traded at this point too, right? I don't know.
I don't know. Let me see.
I'm not too sure.
I'm curious. That'd be interesting if they're still private.
A few moments later.
Wow, Epic Games is not publicly traded.
They are not there, no.
I mean, I honestly, do they have to be? Like, look at all the fucking money they make. What do they need to be publicly traded for? They already fucking have plenty of money. They don't need investment.
But why not? Money is money.
True, but why would you bring stockholders in if you don't need to? Epic Games is fucking bathing in it. They already have the secret formula. And we're done with Fortnite. We're done. Let's not even divulge back into that. We're moving on.
What are we talking about? What's the next one?
That's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I took the liberty of going back through the whole episode and kind of compressing it down into the most essential facts. TLDEL. Too long. Did not listen. But you did, actually, if you got to this point. It's a bad name. But you want to share this episode with your friends and your family and tell them about the important stuff that you heard today, it's going to be right here. And once again, thank you for listening. We're the Good Game Guys. You can check us out on social media at Good Game Guys Pod. If you listen on Spotify, with all of our episodes going forward, there'll be a poll and a question in the app that you can respond to engage with us a little bit, or you message us on social media. If you have any questions or things you want us to talk about, or if you want to come and talk with us, that's maybe. Here's the most important summarization of the episode for you.
I thank Fortnite,
which is fantastic,
for getting a lot of people into the gaming universe.
My girlfriend's brother, that's the only thing he plays.
Because it's fucking sick. You know, the dances, the skins.
The fact that it's grabbed so many people and introduced them to this stuff.
You've got Naruto, you've got Master Chief, Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Oh.
There's a ton of games out there that, personally, I have no taste for. The thing about Fortnite, to me, it's fan fucking tastic.